now?
It's time.
9 o'clock.
It's 8:59.
Well, it's...
Your watch is wrong.
Almost time.
Are we live?
It's... Well, no.
We should argue about Brita's watch.
All right. Starting the
computer.
Oh, shit. Audio device not available. What?
Well, Alan!
So you're going to get your wish.
God damn it. Damn it.
All right, I'm going to bed.
Okay.
Night, guys.
Here we go. Starting the broadcast. There we go.
Are you sure
now?
Yes, now it's working.
Is it working?
Right. It's working.
Brita, what time does your watch say?
It is now 9 o'clock.
Ding, ding, ding.
At the tone.
Yeah. Remember that? Remember they used to do that on the radio? They never do that anymore. Nobody ever does that. But they used to be like, all. I mean, that was like, you know, at the tone, it will be 12 o'clock.
Well, that's because these days radios also have a digital clock on them.
Hello, Internet?
Yeah, but it's almost always wrong.
Yes. Hello, Internet. It is a very special score report.
Yeah.
Because today
is Thursday.
A cougar is born.
Oh, weird.
Oh, wait.
No.
I have that sound effect.
Yes.
I hate you both so much.
Oh, Brita, did you celebrate by baiting in some 20-year-olds?
Ew, no. Why would I want a 20-year-old? They're all stupid.
Well, maybe you could save some people's lives. Remember, if you dumb bitches would sleep with them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's all our fault.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, you horrible dumb bitches. Why will you not sleep with me?
Yeah.
Always blame the women. It's all their fault.
Yeah, today was my birthday.
Already have a caller.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Okay.
Let's see who it is. It's from Arlington, Texas. Hello.
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 Who is this?
This is Traction Control.
Who?
Traction Control.
Traction Control. Oh, okay.
Hello. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, cool.
I don't know that guy, but my gun does.
I don't know.
My PM45 may have had its last point of contact with an FFL from Traction Control. Oh no, not quite the last point. Never mind. But yeah, you know my gun.
You gonna say
dead air? Hi, Traction Control.
You gonna talk to us?
What are you wearing?
Well, not much.
Nice.
Okay, why'd you call in?
It's Texas, man. It's hot out here. I just started a score report alert and figured I'd just join in.
Okay.
All right, so we haven't done the music yet, no. So we can't do the call-in topic. That's against the law.
Is it?
I don't know. Let's do some music.
Okay.
And then we'll talk to Traction Control more.
Okay, it is Thursday, June 5th, 2014, episode 107.
Why'd the music sound like crap this time?
Did it?
I thought it sounded good.
Okay.
And extra long for some reason.
It was the same as always.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not drunk enough.
maybe it's because you're getting a little, you're getting up there, Brita.
Well, the Squirrel Report Central is I've moved the yurt to another location.
Oh.
So we're coming, you know, the control room is, you know, on the other side of Houston now.
The exact other side?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's like 80 miles away.
Yeah, it seems like it.
How's your commute to work, Alan?
A lot shorter.
Okay. But not as short as it used to be.
Well, it used to be across the parking lot, and I have yet to replicate that, so no.
All right. Jay's on the chat, by the way, so we should try to call him. Jay, we're calling you.
Whoops. Oh, shit. I hung up on everyone.
You hung up on me.
Assholes.
I know.
What the hell?
And I think we still have traction control if he'll actually say something. Hello?
I don't think traction control is going to talk tonight.
I just
I'm still here.
I don't believe you.
Jay's here.
What? What'd I do?
He sounds funny, though.
Hi, Jay.
Hold on. This podcast got a whole lot more brown.
I didn't do anything.
Now that we have a more balanced racial profile on the score report.
We try to be diverse. You know, we have the amputee girl. We have the brown guy. We've got Weird, who is...
Weird.
I'm my own ethnicity.
And then Alan, who, you know, is like our white guy.
Alan is the strangest ethnicity because he's a Marine without any tattoos or stickers on his truck.
That's right.
He's our Marine American.
I'm also a white male over 40. So,
well over 40.
Over 140.
It only matters. It's only the over 40 part that matters.
That's right.
Shut up. Oh, my God. I'm over 40. Oh, my God.
That's right. There's only one member of the score report that's not.
Oh, how did that happen? Oh, my gosh.
I spent today changing diapers.
Well, I'm glad I didn't.
It could be worse.
I'm dealing with a sick baby. It was worse. Aww.
No.
She's got some sort of chest cold. She's coughing like crazy and not napping. So daddy's frazzled. So we need some fun score report now.
Well, we got lots of fun score report.
Did you try baby bourbon?
No.
It's a smaller dose.
Yeah.
Rub it on her gums.
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't think she's really quite teething yet. Doesn't have any teeth yet.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, well,
you know they have teeth before the teeth come out, right?
Oh, actually, she was born with one of them exposed.
What?
And then it disappeared.
What?
A little chomper.
Yeah, she had a tooth right at the gum line.
It's like that's her egg tooth.
Weird.
Well, yes. She used the Depect through my wife's shell. Egg tooth, good lord.
Well.
So it was not sticking out of her nose.
You never know.
No, it was just the gum was really thin in that spot. I don't know if it got like rubbed off during the trials and tribulations of birth. That's certainly a possibility or what. But yeah, there was a little tooth there. And nobody who's a professional was particularly impressed. I guess it happens from time to time. And then a couple weeks later, there was no more tooth.
That's weird. I've never even heard of that before.
That is weird.
Yeah.
I'm going with
that. It happens. It's not common, but it happens. That's why I kept asking, like, is this okay? My mother-in-law being the Italian woman that she the Italian woman she is was going, "Oh, that's going to mean thousands of dollars in braces."
Oh.
Oh no.
You know what? Being born pretty much guarantees that.
Hey. I didn't have braces.
Yeah, not you, not 30 years ago, but now it's, you know, the kids' teeth are not perfect and forget it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Used to be if they were good enough, the dentist would go, you don't need braces. These days it's like, oh yes.
These days you need, like cha-ching, cha-ching,
you need, yeah,
cha-ching.
You need braces and veneers and all kinds of crap.
Sandblasting.
Yeah.
You know.
Did your daughter have braces? Crazy.
Me?
No, your daughter.
No.
There, I know two, you didn't.
No.
Two others with daughters here. Weird.
Yeah.
Mine is scheduled for braces.
Oh, boy.
Gross.
Yeah.
How bad are they? Not bad?
Not terrible, but, I mean, she could use... She's got my teeth, which is, they're terrible, so...
Wait, Italians have teeth?
Yeah, I know. Mamma mia.
All right. They just dumb their spaghetti.
You don't need to chew spaghetti. You don't need to chew grappa.
There you go. What else is there, right?
Yeah. Red sauce doesn't need to be chewed. I mean, what else?
You gotta chew tripe.
All right. So our call-in topic tonight, should you want to call in, and I know you're all dying to call in.
This is a good one, actually. I think this is definitely needing some audio.
We actually stole this from Ace of Spades, who stole it from somebody else. But anyway, the idea is that, you know, somebody shows up, you know, like the doctor shows up with the TARDIS, right, or whatever, and you steal it, and you get to go one place in the past, and you can cure or kill any person. Who would it be and why?
Yeah. Do you guys have good answers?
Yes.
I don't have a great one.
Brita has a good answer.
I have a good answer.
Why don't you start?
But I'll wait. No, I'll wait.
All right.
I don't think you want to wait. It's your birthday. Why should you wait?
It's your birthday. You go. You go, girl.
It's kind of like the, okay. If I had a time machine and I could either cure or kill anyone in history, I would, and I think this is probably like completely not politically correct and probably racist and all sorts of everything.
None of these will be.
But I would go back in time and I would kill Muhammad.
Ooh.
I think it would solve a lot of problems.
Of course, the big issue is, was there a Muhammad? And if there was a Muhammad, was there just one Muhammad?
So
you just kill the goat.
You'd kill him before he did anything. In other words, preemptive strike.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Because, of course, you know the big prevailing theory is that Jesus probably did exist, but there probably wasn't just one of them. He's like Obama's composite girlfriend.
Yeah, I did think about that. I was like, you know, if you kill Muhammad, there's probably within that time frame some other weirdo with some other sort of weird religion.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm hedging my bets here. So you have like a bunch of major religions. You got Judaism, you got Christianity, you got Islam, you've got Buddhism. And like let's just say you have five major religions. Okay, whatever they are.
Don't forget the Hindus.
Hindus, whatever.
And the Zoroastrians.
Out of all of those, you have one that is like this major death cult, which is Islam. And so I'm kind of hedging my bets. I'm like, if I go back in time and I kill Muhammad, sure, there might be some other guy who is, you know, forming some religious weirdo cult. But, you know, percentage-wise, I've got good odds that it'll not be like a major death cult.
Well, the only problem is that it has nothing to do with Muhammad. It has everything to do with nations of illiterates. But
well, whatever.
I don't want to pee on your parade. It's a pretty good choice.
And I also kind of thought, well, you know, on the other hand, I was thinking, well, maybe I should go back in time and cure somebody. And I thought, you know, no, everybody dies eventually.
This is true.
I think killing somebody would do better good. But
think about how much you could screw things up if you cured Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. You're right.
No, that's part of the book.
Oh,
Rita already did it.
Yeah, he gets cured.
That's a good point.
Hey, we have another caller.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Did you hang up on that?
I thought I was trying to pick it up.
Oh, Alan, you're not very good at this.
No.
Oh, internet.
I'm not good at this at all.
All right, I want to do mine. Mine's not very good because I'm not like a crazy super history buff. Like, if you go and read the comments in Ace of Spades, there's a bunch of people that did a really, really, really good job with like coming up with how if you do this, then that'll happen and that. Like one person suggested, I think it might have been an example, was to kill Thomas Jefferson right after he wrote the Declaration of Independence, because pretty much that was his crowning achievement, and it would essentially, you know, crippled the Democrats. They suspected that possibly Alexander Hamilton might have become the third president instead of Jefferson and things like that. I don't know how valid that is because, again, not that big a history buff. So I can't refute or all that. But it's a neat little thing. But so mine would be after Lincoln gets shot, cure him, and so he recovers. It was only a flesh wound sort of situation. Now, Lincoln's not the saint that some people make him out to be, and right. so more than likely living on borrowed time anyway. So he's not going to live that much longer. But the big issue is the aftermath of Lincoln's death was the first Johnson administration.
And, which was a disaster.
Which was a disaster. And the big reason why it was a disaster was we just got over the Civil War. And so pretty much all, you know, everybody in the Union was Republican, except for the vice president, who was a Southern Democrat. And the whole purpose of him being appointed as vice president was so that he could help mend relations with Reconstruction of the South. And I just really think that if the Reconstruction had been done in that way, and given that, you know, Lincoln chose a Southern Democrat as his vice president to rebuild the South and rebuild it in such a way that it wasn't as punitive as it was, and allowing industrialization to come to the South earlier and all of that, I think you could solve a whole hell of a lot of problems and essentially get to where the South is going right now, which is all the industries are moving there much faster. I think that would be cool.
Yep. And we have another caller.
I'd call in because I'm probably full of shit.
Yeah. This is Bradley. Pretty sure it's Bradley. Hello, Bradley.
Yes, it is.
All right. Hi, Bradley.
How are you guys?
I know that dude. Wish Brita happy birthday or she'll kill you with her leg.
I wish her happy birthday on Facebook, like, he really did. Early, like pre-coffee early.
Facebook yes. doesn't exist.
Okay, happy birthday, and I hope you still got your pumpkin pie.
I did not, but I had pumpkin pie a couple weeks ago, so it's fine. I'm good. I'm pied out. I actually got cannoli. This is a funny story.
Hey! I
will tell the cannoli story after your call.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I called in because I know who I want to kill.
Oh. Go ahead.
I would kill Woodrow Wilson, you know, on about December 29th, 1856.
Huh.
When he was like one day old.
I'm not even giving him a chance.
Strangle him in his crib.
Yep. Another tragic case of SIDS.
To be fair, it was called crib death back then.
Oh, God.
Yes, it was. But he did so much so wrong. He gave us the Fed. He started the, or at least as far as I'm concerned, he started the gathering of power in the presidency to an obscene level that allowed FDR to do all his things.
But was it him or was it just the time and the people? You know, you got to remember these, you know, presidents don't operate in a vacuum. They only get to do what they do because a shitload of people want them to do it. You know, if it wasn't Woodrow Wilson,
I can buy that.
Would it have been someone else that did the same thing?
It might or might not. It's a fair point. I mean, definitely Wilson had the fire in his belly on this stuff.
Yes, he did. He was a fascist before it was cool.
Yes, he was. And he's a full-on eugenics fascist bastard that was all for cleansing and cleaning of America and those sorts of people. You know, it was a hard choice between him and Margaret Sanger for basically the same reasons. They're just evil and worshipped by the left, which is usually what happens with evil people.
It is true.
Yep. Well, that's a good one. At the very least, you know, it wouldn't be Woodrow Wilson screwing things up. It would be somebody else doing it. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you have to ask, you know, could it be worse if it was somebody else? Maybe, maybe not, you know.
Well, my dad used to say that whenever Reagan or Clinton would do something he didn't agree with. I grew up, well, could it be worse? Could it be worse? We now know, yes, it can be worse.
Yeah, it can it? Well, a lot worse.
Now, the video of him working out should erase all doubt as to who the alpha male is.
Oh, I haven't seen the inside of a gym since I left Hawaii, and I could go and do better workout than he was doing. That was just embarrassing.
My grandfather couldn't. He's been dead for 20 years.
I could snap him in half.
I actually haven't seen this video. I need to look this up.
Oh, man.
He's using those little bitty, like, what is they, like 5-pound dumbbells?
No, they're like maybe 10-pound weights.
No, they're not. Those aren't 20? 10 pounds. There's no way.
Well,
there's no way those are 20.
They're like, they're maybe 5 pounds.
Well, whatever it is, it's not the weight. It's how he's grimacing. Dude, suck it up. Come
it's
on.
It's a struggle. He reminds me of the Mr. Burns trying to do his workout, you know.
That's exactly it. It was Mr. Burns in real life.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, thanks for calling, Bradley. We actually
okay,
have calls stacking up.
Can I tell my cannoli story?
Yes, tell your cannoli story.
Okay. So this afternoon, I'm sitting in my living room and, you know, noodling around on the computer and hanging out with the cats and whatever. And all of a sudden, I hear my back door slam.
Ruh-roh.
And I thought to myself, wait, was that my door? Because I thought maybe all of our windows are open and our houses are really close. So I thought maybe it was my neighbor. And I thought, no, that's my door. And I, you know, you have that like pause, like, did I hear that right? And I realized, yeah, I did hear that right. So I kind of like, I went into the dining room and I listened, and we have a sliding door in between our kitchen and our dining room. And I went into the dining room and I thought, wait a minute, what's going on in there? And I could kind of hear like movement in my kitchen, and I'm thinking, oh shit.
I get to shoot someone on my birthday. Yay!
My initial, honest to God, my initial reaction was, fuck, I'm going to have to kill somebody on my birthday. And then I thought, I'm going to have to mop up my kitchen floor. Son of a bitch. But
no, to be fair, on your birthday, Mike can mop up the floor.
Well, yeah, I probably make him mop. But, so I'm standing there in the dining room, and I'm hearing kind of movement in my kitchen. And I went and I got my gun, and it was still in the holster. You know, I hadn't even taken it out of the holster. I'm standing there. And so I went to the bay window in our dining room. And if you look out a certain angle of our bay window, you can see right into the porch off the kitchen. And I thought, well, if I can see into the porch on the kitchen, and if they come out of the sliding door of the, you know, into the main portion of the house out of the kitchen, I guess I'll just have to shoot them, right? So I look through the window into the kitchen porch, and I'm still kind of hearing sounds in the kitchen. And I look, and it's my mother.
Oh.
And,
Mom.
At this point, I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I knock on the door, on the window, and my mom hears me. She's in the kitchen porch, and she looks, and she's like, you know, she looks at me, and I said, what are you doing? And I lifted up the gun, and I showed her the gun.
You brandished at your own mom.
Like, what? It was still in the holster. And so I went into the kitchen. I'm like, what are you doing? And she brought me cannoli for my birthday.
From Lily?
And that's your honor when I shot her?
So, yeah, that's my birthday story, how I almost shot my mother on my 40th birthday.
Yeah, according to the aunties, I mean, you almost shot your mother.
I totally didn't.
43 times.
We both had a really good laugh about it. I mean, you know. But it was funny. But I got cannoli and a gun on my birthday.
Was it a birthday gun?
No, it's just our, you know, snub nose thing. Huh. The house gun. So, but yeah. Cool. I did not shoot my mother. But I got cannoli.
And this is why all guns should be banned.
That's a fair trade.
Yeah. So, Mom, next time you come over, I love you very much, and you're very welcome in the house, but next time you come over and let yourself in, please announce yourself.
Yeah. So you don't and get say, shot.
Don't shoot me. I'm your mother.
Hello. Is anybody home? This is the cannoli delivery service.
Yes. The woman who birthed you.
Yeah.
And yeah, you don't announce yourself by going, police, police.
That won't help you at all.
No, because that means the exact same thing. That means I'm a felon and I'm here to kill you.
She says, oh,
she's saying, I missed. I know I didn't have my phone on me.
We have another caller. Actually, oh, good. We have several calls. They're stacking up.
Nice.
I know. This is area code. Well, hell, I can't read it. Your area code 301. Hello.
It's T-Bolt.
Hey. New Jovian Thunderbolt.
I know that guy, too.
I just tuned in. I heard that there was a birthday today. Is it Major Claude Hill's birthday?
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent. Can I speak to him?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
Major Claude Hill's on assignment.
Yes, you wish to talk to him?
Well.
He had to go repatriate a bunch of terrorists for a deserter or something.
Oh, excellent. At least he's keeping busy.
Yep.
Now that he's in his dotage.
Dotage.
Oh. Hey.
So is there a call-in topic today?
You didn't
Yes.
know?
What's a call-in topic?
If you could go back into history and kill or cure someone, who would it be?
Kill someone?
Or cure someone.
You people are sick.
Why, yes, they are.
You could cure some ham.
Be ashamed of yourselves. What is
only
wrong?
When I masturbate.
Anyway, Mike Rothko.
What? No.
Definitely Mike Rothko.
I'm making a face.
Why?
Because he's a scam artist that claimed to be an artist. God. Just hurts my eyes every time makes me angry. Plus, I'm sure he was an asshole. All those guys were. Salvador Dali, Picasso, assholes.
That's true.
Morons. Plato, Aristotle, morons. Inconceivable.
Who's that? Jackson Pollock? Asshole, I'm sure.
Oh, Jackson Pollock was certainly an asshole.
Monet?
And a scam artist, because even he didn't believe the shit he was making was art.
Andy Warhol.
Ugh.
He's just weird and not that smart. But, I got to assume Rothko's an asshole. And Monet has to be an asshole. He's French.
Man, killing Thomas Kinkade when he was young would be a good one.
No happy trees?
No, that's not Tom.
No. Thomas Kinkade's the one that draws all the house fires. and urinates on things in public. He was a documented Bob asshole.
Best thing to do Bob Ross.
Little known fact, he was the first to do bump fights.
Depilatories.
I don't know. Bob Ross was entertaining.
That Ross fro, though, was too distracting.
Well, I mean, I didn't watch him for his art. I watched him because I was young and I was bored.
It was on TV.
It was on TV.
Magical how quickly he would create these trees and
happy trees.
Yeah,
that was true.
I used to watch him paint. That was fun. You know, he'd be like one of those. He was one of those painters that he'd be like start painting something, and you didn't know what he was doing until all of a sudden it was like, oh, okay.
Hey, tree. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of happy trees.
Hey, nothing wrong with happy trees.
Yep, except for Thomas Kinkade. All those trees are witnessing a house fire.
Yeah, those aren't happy trees. Those trees are like, oh, shit, we're going to get on fire. We're going to catch on fire next.
Yeah, so somebody call the fire department. Those kids inside are dying.
Oh, man.
Well, if you see Major Claude Hill, wish him a happy birthday for me.
All right, we will. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
Oh, Lordy.
That was a good one. That was a nice little twist.
Yep. And we have another caller. This one says BKFD. but I don't think that's what it is.
Here, I've been there.
Calling from Bedford's
661.
It's Hello? Probably me.
It is you.
Who is this?
It's okay.
It's Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. Dude, Baker.
He was awesome.
Calling in on Skype.
He was awesome in Tremors.
That guy.
Brita, yeah. You got bacon for your birthday.
There you go.
How you doing, Kevin?
It's cannoli. I'm doing good.
You? Good.
Well, how's all that not you? Blogging doing? Wake up every morning and make sure that you don't blog?
No, I'm blogging a little bit. Just no Uber posts.
I actually haven't checked because I took you at your word.
Well, my word was I wasn't going to write any more Uber posts, and I was going to cut back, and I have. I don't post something every day, but I throw something up every now and then. Cue today.
All right. So anyway, you've given the keys to a time machine, and you've got the capability to kill or cure anybody.
Yes.
I would go back in time, and I would probably kill Jean-Jacques Rousseau in the cradle.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Borpatch said it in chat, but that's when I was calling in. That was going to be my answer.
Yeah, it doesn't count if you say it in chat.
That's right. Chat doesn't count.
I'm not sure it wouldn't have changed a hell of a lot because, you know, the ideas didn't originate with him, but...
He sure did popularize him.
He sure did. And he was a scumbag.
Well, for our listeners who might not know what you're talking about, do you want to...
Jean-Jacques Rousseau is the originator of everything that led up to socialism, Marxism, communism. He was the one that basically promoted the idea that human beings are wonderful things and civilization destroys us.
Mm-hmm.
And that we would all live in a wonderful state of nature if it just wasn't for society.
Was he the noble savage guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he is responsible, essentially, for the rise of communism. So well,
good for him.
That all comes from him.
Yeah, all Marx did was kind of recycle what Rousseau had already said.
He tried to make an economic system out of it and failed, but... You know, Rousseau, in addition to that, was just, first off, he had a mistress. He had, I think, 5 children on her. And every time she gave birth, he would take the child and put it in an orphanage.
What?
I'm not kidding you. Look it up.
I've never heard that before. Holy crap.
Yeah, a real winner.
That's really horrible.
Yeah, but he was a socialist. He was a socialist before it was cool.
Wow.
He was a hipster. Hipster socialist.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep, that is a good one.
Yeah, I would have basically killed him in a cradle.
Lots of killing so far. Nobody saved anyone.
Oh, what about me?
What? Hey.
Well, you can tell who did damage, but you can't tell who would do good.
I got a cat chewing on the microphone stand.
Alan suddenly cuts out.
The podcast is destroyed by a 3-legged cat. That is really the sad state that is the squirrel report.
Well, it would be natural that a squirrel would be taken out by a cat.
By the way, I got my t-shirts the other day.
I got my t-shirt today.
Damn it.
For your birthday, Brita?
Yeah.
Did you post pictures of it?
I did. Would you like to see a picture?
Yes.
She has a huge smile.
I'm actually smiling with my teeth.
Ooh.
The cougar teeth?
Yes, my cougar teeth. Here, I think it probably will work, the link.
Brita, I know where Weird lives. I'm just saying.
I could find
just
it.
Just saying.
Cougar I know where teeth. I live too, Jay.
Where was that? Oh, there it is.
Yay, Brita and her teeths.
See, look at my teeth. I have great teeth.
She's a cougar.
She does have good teeth.
Alan, cue the sound effect.
Oh, I'm not really set up for that.
I hate that sound effect. I'm not a cougar.
You could be if you wanted to, Brita. Oh, yeah, Brita, you got game.
I hate you guys.
Happy birthday, Brita.
Thanks. 40 is kind of freaky, I gotta say.
Yeah, just wait.
The thing is that I remember turning 30, and it was like, you know, 2 weeks ago, right?
Yep.
So probably by, I don't know, what is it, Thursday?
Yeah.
By Monday, I'll be 50.
Yep. That's how right? it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alan will tell you all about turning 60.
Is Kevin talking?
Yeah, he's
I did.
There. What did you say, Kevin?
I said that's how it felt for me when I turned 50.
Like you were just 40 yesterday, right?
I'm 52 now. I'm a year older than Alan.
Uh-oh.
Nobody's older than Alan.
Not in spirit.
Hey.
Alan helped proofread the Bible.
I liked your car choices, Alan, but I would have thought you'd want a 63 split window vet instead of a convertible.
I like the convertible. What can I say? It's not a sports car unless it's convertible.
Ah, well.
I like to steal all the way around.
Are we going to talk about the book next week?
No, we'll talk about it this week.
No, I haven't read it, so I guess I'll drop off and...
Okay.
I got some other stuff to do, so I'll listen to that download later.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Kevin.
Bye, Kevin.
I always like hearing from Kevin.
Yep. Oh, we got another caller.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to hear more people. Plus, I know Jay's going to kill somebody because...
This one just says wireless caller, so I don't know who it is.
Uh-oh.
Your wires are gone!
Somebody stole
you
your wires, man.
Fire?
Hello, area code 843, hello.
Yeah, this is Ben. How are y'all doing?
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
I think I'm going to save somebody. How about the Archduke Ferdinand?
Ooh,
World Wars.
Beat Gavrilo Princip to the punch.
That's a good one.
So you get, say, both of you avoid both World Wars, save the great generation in Britain so it wouldn't be the cesspool it is now. And if I had to take somebody out, it'd be FDR.
Yeah.
Yep.
In the cradle.
Because then we would have had Reagan's third term, damn it.
I think you're better off saving Ferdinand there.
Yeah. Well, first started off saying get rid of FDR, and I said, well, he did kind of pull us through World War II. So I said, but if I save Ferdinand, we were born World War II, so FDR doesn't matter.
We also wouldn't have the boomers.
That's true. See, there's a plus right there.
Though I got to say, one of my thoughts were, unfortunately I don't know his biography well enough. I wonder if you kept FDR from getting polio, if that would suddenly make him let. Because I mean, come on, all these crazy socialists. I mean, if you read the Communist Man, I've read the Communist Manifesto, and Marx was just a vindictive piece of shit. He just hated people, and maybe, that's why he wanted.
Maybe
communism.
That's because the women wouldn't have sex with him.
He had a wife at the time, but
that doesn't mean anything.
A bunch of kids and stuff like that, and plus, come on, with a beard like that, pussy magnet. I wonder if FDR could ambulate under his own power, if he wouldn't have turned into such a friggin' commie.
I thought Eleanor was calling the shots in that direction.
That's true. So you could cure her lesbianism.
Wasn't she the one that was the she was like the queen behind the throne kind of thing?
Like, I don't know. Yeah. All I know is she was a hag.
Well, it was like Bill and Hillary, right? You know,
yep.
Clinton was just a politician. Hillary was a hardcore socialist.
That's true.
And I think the FDR Eleanor thing was kind of similar to that. I think the FDR was just a really good politician.
Well, in that case, I'd go back in time and give her some braces, and then maybe that would cure her.
Oh man! Well,
But I'll let somebody else call in.
All right, thanks.
Happy birthday, Brita.
That was a good one, Ben.
All right, I want to know who Jay's going to kill, because Jay doesn't know about curing people. His race of noble savages doesn't know about health or medicine.
We're more into the shiving.
So who would you stab in the gut with a Sicilian switchblade?
You know, it may be small and petty, but I'm a small and petty man. Fucking Che Guevara. I would shoot that motherfucker dead. So all the little hipsters wouldn't have a little communist fucking murderer to rally around and think they're cool wearing his shirt.
Nice.
I don't know. There might have been just...
Fangul, two to the head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Che Guevara.
Well, I mean, technically speaking, I mean, Guevara got to that status because he died. But no one's going to walk around with, I mean, you know, because Castro was like, you know, super buff and revolutionary looking as well. But nobody wears the thing of Castro for the same reason why I never got when people fawned about Elizabeth Taylor, because all I remember is the old hag.
Yeah, you never knew her. You never knew her when she was.
Oh no, yeah, no. Later, I saw Julius Caesar, and yeah, I went, oh my god, wow.
Little known fact: Alan dated her.
I did not.
Dated her. He was husband number 16.
It was only a weekend though.
Yes, I was like, what's the poor Alan.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
And that call-in number, 214-530-0036.
Alan?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't hang up on me. Okay.
No, I didn't hang up on you.
Alan, who would you pick?
Who would I pick? Oh, my cat
sneezing.
And
obviously
sneezing.
You're going to kill him because you're vindictive and you're a
Marine. Why is your cat sneezing so much?
I don't know. He just started. He wasn't sneezing much. And now
he's allergic to cats.
I'm going to take him to the vet. Maybe he's got a...
He's allergic to
He's
cats.
Got a cold.
He's got the brain.
I would save someone. I would not kill someone. Mostly because I'm like, you know, I have a, you know,
history. Alan would save Hitler.
History is the way it is, and you know, the way it is the way it is. But would you stop chewing on the microphone stand? Good Lord.
Cosmo, you're a good boy.
I'm going to be even more selfish than Jay. I would go back and save my dad.
Oh,
that's nice, Alan.
That is nice.
But how would that change history?
It wouldn't.
Well, it would change Alan's history.
It would change Alan's history.
Yep.
So Alan would go back to, what was it, Mesopotamia?
I believe it's Pangaea.
Yes.
Yeah, Alan's dad's deathbed in a cigarette.
In Alan's dad was kind of like a, well, I don't want to use the word war hero, but, right? He was something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're self-depreciating about everybody, but your dad was pretty cool from what I've heard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So do we have any more calls, or can we talk about
He's one of those he was one of those guys that did a lot of shit and never told you about it.
Yeah.
So. Anyway.
Well, that's a good pick, Alan.
And you want to
What? You want
to talk about the
We have 17 minutes. Are we going to talk about the book now?
Yeah, we are. But let's talk about the here's the thing.
We can hold the book until next week.
I don't know how to pronounce this idiot. This
Bergdahl.
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 Bergdahl. Bergdahl, whatever. You know, this is, I don't know what Obama was thinking, but this thing's imploding around him like crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
It doesn't matter. There'll be another scandal coming along in 2 weeks to push this off the page.
Well, that's what's going to have to happen, because this one, even his sympathy,
he's going to have to fuck something else up. Even his push this fuck up off the front page.
Yeah, like, his fuck up that pushed off. You know, the bootlicking media is even going, "Hey, he broke the law."
It makes you wonder what else they're covering up for, because they don't you know just turn on him for no reason, and this isn't something worth turning on him for.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, the end, the dude's going to get court-martialed and get given all this fanfare and all this nonsense, they're probably going to shoot him.
No.
No.
Are you kidding? He's going to wind up with a fucking cabinet appointment.
And then get shot.
I think the dad talking in Arabic probably put the kibosh on this being the big, you know, hail Obama who saved our soldier, when his dad's going Allahu Akbar right there at the fucking.
Well, yeah, and the fact that everybody that was involved, everybody in his unit and everybody that was searching for him had to sign a gag order and is forbidden by law from talking about it.
It's almost as if this is a giant fuck you from the Obama administration. Because, I mean, during his whole presidency, he's done a bunch of things that are, you know, not quite legal. And so it's almost like he's pushing the envelope. Hey, maybe we can, you know, trade a bunch of terrorists for this one deserter guy, and who the fuck cares? Because nobody's paying attention. They know no one is paying attention.
Well, Harry Reid said, what difference does it make?
Yeah, they should learn that that's not the ample phrase to use.
Well, Hillary said it about Benghazi, and that's exactly nobody it. Cares.
Hillary cares. We're going to be hearing that on every campaign ad, and who knows, next time Reid gets up for re-election, someone's going to be putting Hillary saying what difference does it make right next to him saying what difference does it make.
Hillary saying what difference does it make, nobody cares. Nobody cares. The Democrats know this.
Yep.
Democrats look at their numbers and they look at their electorate and they say, you know what, these people are watching Dancing with the Stars and they're more interested in sports and they're not following politics. They don't care. We can do whatever the fuck we want and still get reelected because we're going to run on things like binders full of women. And they're going to vote for us.
Yep.
And they know this. And so, consequently, Obama trades terrorists for
a terrorist
deserters. Yeah. They know. This will all be swept under the rug with everything else, and a Democrat will get reelected, and nobody will care. I'm sorry I'm so jaded, but that's what's going to happen, because no one is paying attention except, you know, a percentage of people who
don't matter.
Don't matter. We don't matter. They know it.
We have another caller.
Great.
Area code 520. Hello. Hello. 520.
Hello.
Arizona.
Hello.
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 Hi, this is Bob Plyzik, a.k.a. Cowboy Bob.
Hey, it's Cowboy Bob.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Okay, happy birthday, Brita, and you too, Nancy.
Sir. Thanks.
Speaking of Johnson administrations, I would either kill Lee Harvey Oswald or the shadowy CIA guy who put him up to it.
Uh-huh.
That way, Johnson never becomes president, because JFK would have otherwise had a rather mediocre presidency. And perhaps the deal that Johnson cut, for the welfare thing, would have better been brokered by a Republican administration.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, that's definitely was one that was popped up in ACES thing. And also another big statement is that, I mean, Kennedy's worshipped like a god, especially here in Massachusetts.
And in Ireland.
Yeah. And
well, it's just because he got shot.
Yeah, but it's just because he got shot. Again, yeah, no, like, yeah, you read anything up about Kennedy, and overall, yeah, he would have been a very, very mediocre president. He was essentially kind of an Obama. He didn't really know what he was doing and was kind of doing a whole bunch of stuff and thought he was right and all of that. And from that, not only do we have, you know, the Johnson administration, which was pretty goddamn awful, but also you've got the whole reign of Ted Kennedy. He would not have got, you know, just squeaked through. He would have, you know, he would essentially just been like, you know, he would have been like his son Patrick, with just that weird crazy dude in Congress. And so, yeah.
Maybe he would have been like Billy Carter.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he would have gone into an obscurity, and so we wouldn't have this, like... And I mean, Massachusetts is infested with Kennedys in various appointed positions infested. And all of that. Infested. It's an infested. So I just, you know... A lot of good would come to allow Kennedy to serve out the remainder of his term.
Well, if he had served out the remainder of his term, would Bobby have had a chance?
I don't know.
Because the only reason I think the only reason Bobby was a serious candidate before he was assassinated was because he was riding on the coattails of the Kennedy sympathy vote.
Oh yeah. So yeah. So yeah, no, good pick.
Yeah, that is a good pick.
And that's all I've got to say.
Also, get rid
that.
Of all those dick shitty conspiracy theorists.
Thanks for calling. Okay. We got more callers.
I think we should save the book till next week. I think Brita's right.
Yes.
Well, let's see who we get on calling. This is area code 916. Hello.
Hello, Alan.
Howdy.
Happy birthday, Brita.
Thank you, sir.
You betcha.
Who's this?
This is Al from SAC. I called, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago. Well, actually, no, it's probably longer than that. Yeah, this is a while ago.
Okay. Anyway.
I live out in California, so I don't get a whole hell of a lot of
chance to call you. Yeah, thanks for calling back.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know who I would go back and assassinate or, you know, take out, because to me, everything has a reason. So, you know, you look at something and, yeah, that may actually do it. And then you just fuck everything up 10 times over what it would have been. So, me, it's like learn from the past and don't repeat that shit. That's the way I look at it. And then over here in California, Mr. Leland Yee, and he's in jail, and the fucker gets, what was it, damn near 300,000 votes.
Sure did.
For Secretary of State. What the hell is wrong with these people?
They don't care.
Whole list of the top 20.
I got to get out of this state.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
That's a great idea. Get out while you still can before they put the wall up.
It's true.
Yeah, no shit, huh?
Machine gun nest pointing inward.
Yep. It'll happen.
Yeah, I don't want any black helicopters coming around here. I ain't doing that.
Got to protect that revenue. Surf.
Yep. Anyway, happy you guys are still on. Oh, by the way, love my shirts.
Oh, good.
All right.
They showed up yesterday.
Awesome.
Well made. Yeah. Well made, I must say.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they were a lot nicer than expected, actually.
Hey.
For $11 a piece? Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, good shirts.
Cool. Well, thanks for listening and enjoy the shirts.
You betcha. All right. Bye. I'm going to go back to listening. Don't hang up on me.
I can't. Okay. I have to hang up on you.
Oh, shit. All right. I'll catch you later.
Well, you can listen live on the stream, the audio stream on the webpage.
I'm on my phone. I'll catch the podcast.
Okay.
You guys have a good night.
Thanks.
Thank you. We're about done anyway.
Yeah, we got another couple of callers.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Speaking of callers, it's your buddy, the gun enthusiast.
Awesome.
Greetings, human.
Dude. I live around the corner from that dude.
I like that guy.
That's right. That's right.
He's like my neighbor, man.
Yeah, that's right. So, who would I kill? Mao Zedong.
Okay. Pretty good choice.
Yeah.
Before he wrote the book, right?
Yeah. I mean, when he's a little kid. Just so he's tall enough so that you'd feel glad shooting him in the face, you know?
Ooh.
Anyway, that's not really what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this Berghoff guy.
Please.
And the whole Obama handling of this. You know what really pissed me off about this? When I saw him on TV saying, "We do not leave our soldiers behind."
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And my immediate thought was, that's right. But how we usually get them is with a swarm of attack ships or cruise missiles. And if we bring him back with bloodstained dog tags, and that's about all we can get, that's fine. We just have to make it so expensive for terrorists to ever kidnap and hold a soldier that they'll never do it again.
Well, the Taliban
what they got here,
now
what,
saying, we're going to do more kidnappings. This is awesome.
That's right. What a bargain. Just think, they
Obama.
Got five guys back out of Gitmo.
For one.
For this
for one,
asshole.
For one stupid deserter.
Yep.
Yeah. What if they, you know, what if now they're going to go after, you know, guys that are real heroes that, you know, we really would want to get back.
Yeah,
and,
the guys that are real heroes it, just shoot the Taliban in the face, though. We'll give them that.
Yeah, especially since Obama's such a big fan of using drone strikes against American citizens.
I am appalled by the whole handling of the whole thing. I mean, unless they let those guys climb off that plane just as the cruise missile's landing there, you know, that I would have been okay with.
I think everybody's looking at this the wrong way. This was not an operation to get this guy back. This was an operation to repatriate five terrorists.
Right. Right. And it makes me think, oh my God, what is the actual deal here?
Yeah.
Because
Nobody
even wanted this guy back.
No.
The guy's in his own platoon.
But you know what, though? The story about why they had to do it now.
The guy's in his own platoon didn't even want him back. You know?
Because if you remember, they had to do it right away. They had to do it without congressional knowledge because he was deathly ill. He wasn't going to make it.
Uh-huh.
And then we got him and they said, this guy's healthy as a horse. And the story changed. Click. Oh, the Taliban said they were going to kill him.
Yeah.
So what the fuck really happened, and why did we have to, you know, completely do an end run around Congress?
Yeah, I'm feeling like, you know, there was some backdoor deal happened here.
Yeah, Obama wanted to free those five guys.
Yeah, for
and he needed an excuse, and that one was convenient. I hate
to smell like a conspiracy theorist, but. What the hell?
This deserter.
I cannot, for the life of me, think of why the fuck this would ever happen.
He was convenient. This is the human equivalent of that stupid video they blamed Benghazi on.
Right. Yep. And then there's got to be some other real story here. Something that is really, really bad.
Yes.
You know? Or was there something else going on at the time? And they're using this to consume the media. You know the way they manipulate the media wave their arms while they're making an elephant disappear somewhere else.
It did make the VA scandal disappear.
Yeah, just, you know, add that on top of that. Oh, that whole VA scandal. Yeah, let's let the government, you know, handle our health care.
Yeah, because it
that
works so
seems
well.
Like such a good idea. Oh, jeez.
Yep.
Sorry. So that's my chagrin for tonight.
Now that you're all spun up.
Yeah. Here's another thought, JB. What if this was just a, hey, let's see what's the worst thing we can do and get away with it? Like, he's just pushing at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like he's got a dollar bet with the vice president.
Yeah. Same bet as usual.
Hey, I bet you we get away with this too, man.
They're trying to one-up each other.
I mean, you know, Reagan sold arms to Iran to get American hostages back and was the, you know, he was the subject of a 7-year, $50 million independent counsel investigation. Barack Obama hands over five terrorists, and what's the response? What's the spin in the media? Republicans don't want American soldiers to come home.
I've noticed some equivocation from Obama that he now is saying we don't leave anyone in an American uniform behind.
Except this guy took his uniform off.
Well, that, but I think he's equivocating because of Benghazi. I think he's like,
that's a good point.
Those guys really were not under orders, so we weren't under, you know. So
yeah, plus there's other people being held hostage for many years that are not soldiers.
Hey, they still got terrorists in Gitmo to get rid of.
That's right.
Just wait.
Yeah, is this how they're going to close Gitmo? Let's just turn all of them over.
Let them all go.
We've established an exchange rate. It's 5-1.
Oh my God.
No, it is not 5-1. Do you have any idea who it is that they released?
They're monsters.
They're the leaders of the monsters.
Yeah. Yep.
And they are going to be right back there in their old jobs, and they're all laughing their fucking asses off about the whole thing.
As we have announced that we're going to leave.
Yep.
Well, keep your ammo dry.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, it's the Nation's Gun Show this weekend.
Ooh.
I might have
to go. Sunday.
Buy more ammo.
That's right. All right, good night, all.
Bye.
Good night.
Jay, are you gonna be there as a private citizen, or are you gonna go on the clock?
No, private. We don't cover gun shows because there's loopholes there.
Oh no. can you talk about this open carry kerfluffle, or is that kind of off the topic?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Sorry.
Zip. All right. We got another caller.
Person. Okay, good.
Area code 515. Hello.
Hey. Am I actually on?
You are.
Yes. Oh.
Sure are.
Oh, hell yeah.
Who be this?
This is Matt.
Howdy.
Hi. Yeah, I've been listening for a little while since Weird was on the Road Gunner podcast a while back.
Nice.
The first time I've gotten to call in.
Oh, cool. Well, welcome.
Thanks.
That's the only reason why I put up with Chester is so we can get new listeners. His podcast sucks. It's even worse when I'm on it.
Oh, weird.
I've worked over my irrational dislike of telephones so I could call in and tell Brita happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you called in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Do you have like a phone phobia or?
Have an irrational dislike of talking on it. I can't see the body language of the person I'm talking to, and it's hard to hold a conversation unless I can do that.
Well, to be honest, this is really my one phone call per week.
And to be fair, Brita's body language is very nice. In a very cougar-like fashion.
Oh, I knew you were going
She is
to do that.
A sleek predator.
Weird. Alan?
It's funny every time.
That was too loud, wasn't it?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Brita's that loud. She's got a temper, you know.
I know.
That's right. You don't cage her up.
She'll cut you.
So, do you have anybody in history that you would kill or cure?
Oh, I haven't drunk enough or thought deeply enough for that.
Ah, okay.
But
so pick someone just for fun.
Oh, I had the usual suspects of Marx and Muhammad, but I don't know about any of them. Maybe go back and, blanking on his name.
Yeah, Marx is a pretty good one, though. He was a piece of shit.
You know, this is proof that time travel doesn't actually exist, right?
Why?
Because if it did, these guys would be dead like several times over.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it doesn't work. Yeah. Maybe again, the quantum theory of time exists, and so if you kill Marx, then you know, or you kill Marx's roommate, then Marx is the one that writes the Communist Manifesto.
Well, yeah, the mini worlds interpretation would mean that every time you did something like that, you just split the timeline, and the one you left wasn't affected. So
yeah, or maybe we happen to live in the timeline where the time traveler didn't go back into that one,
or maybe we're the ones that they did and it fucked it up.
Time travel never works.
Or it was a whole lot worse, and they made it better.
Yeah,
and this is the better.
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen the episode of Red Dwarf where they go back and stop Oswald from killing Kennedy, and every time they change it, it gets worse? And yes. Then they go back and have Kennedy shoot himself?
Look what happens when you live.
It's on Netflix. It's a funny show.
It's a good show. I didn't see that episode. But
Brita will hate it.
Why will I hate it?
Yeah.
Is it British?
It's British. It's very okay. British.
Yeah.
Like worse than Doctor Who?
Oh, much worse. It's more like
Blackadder?
Yeah, kind of.
Benny Hill? Yeah.
It's pretty much Fawlty Towers in space.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's kind of like Fawlty Towers.
Hmm. Okay.
So
I don't know. I like it. You've got a main character that's a cat.
Would you please quit trying to eat the microphone stand?
Every time I had to say that, it's weird.
I like Cosmo.
He's on the floor. I think he's mad at me because I'm not paying attention to him.
Here,
of course
him
he
up,
is.
Maybe he'll make noise. I want him to make noise on the radio.
Nah, he doesn't. All he does when I pick him up is just try to scratch me. He's not a...
And bite you.
Yeah, he's not a pickup... You don't pick him up. He's not a pickup cat.
I'd pick him up.
Mm.
That's why cats don't like me, though.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
That's him chewing on the microphone stand.
Oh, you're a good boy. You get Alan's Asperger-like interest in perfect audio quality to go nuts.
Yes.
Alan, this is what you get when you invite Entropy to live in your house.
Cosmo, the tripod of love, is now an integral part of the podcast.
I think you need to put a mic on Cosmo.
I agree.
He's trying to chew it to pieces. Oh, God. All right. We need to hang up. This is going on too long.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling, though.
Next week, we will do Dark Tide, the molasses flood of 1919. Yes.
And it's so actually a really interesting story.
You know
story.
What? Can we take just 5 or 10 minutes
no.
and do it? I just
no.
want to get it over with.
No.
All right. Oh, we got one
next
more caller.
Week.
Yeah, plus what? There's a lot to talk about in that book.
We got a call from Cincinnati, Ohio. We have to take this one. I think I know who it is. Hello. Oh, hang on. Okay, now we have it. Area code 513, hello.
Hello, good evening, squirrels. This is Hayden from the UK.
Hello, Hayden.
Hayden, how are you? Hello. It's been a long time since we've heard from you.
Yes, I've been back English side, so the time difference has been a bit hard to keep up.
Oh.
So, well, my teacher had to write today, and I know how much effort you put into making that happen. I just wanted to call and say thank you so very much.
Oh,
I'm glad you liked it.
All right, so we got to get a British perspective here. Who would you go back in time
please.
And kill and or cure?
Certainly cure Martin Luther King Jr. I think that if he'd not died, then the political correctness would have taken a lot longer to take hold. There would be a lot less political correctness in the world.
Very interesting.
Also, for someone who had every right to play the race card, because, you know, given he was, like, you know, thrown in jail and attacked by dogs and threatened with death because of the color of his skin, didn't play the race card.
And bonus... If he had lived, Jesse Jackson would have never amounted to anything.
You never Ooh. Had blood to dip his hands in.
That's right.
That's a great one, Hayden. I like that,
that
one.
That is excellent.
That is a good one.
And then major cities would not have a boulevard where all the crime happens.
Yeah, MLK.
Well, that is true. That is true.
True.
I mean, I think on multiple levels.
Indeed. Well, it's getting late, so I just wanted to say thank you for the T-shirt and ask you to join in the show. Happy birthday to Breeza, naturally.
Thank you, Hayden. Hayden, I want to ask you, are you back in England or are you here now?
I'm actually in the stateside at the moment. I'm in Ohio at the moment, yes.
Because I have a book to return to you.
Oh, right. Yes, of course. Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, that's right. So, okay, good. I'll get in touch with you later. So,
okay,
it's great to hear from you.
Yes, okay. Thank you all, and I'll wish you a good night.
All right.
Good night. Bye. Thank you.
Good night.
Awesome. That was a good call to end on.
That was a very nice call.
Yeah, that was a good pick, too.
Yeah, that was good.
I mean, you really think about it. Plus, also, yeah. you'd also get rid of the whole glorification of Malcolm X as well.
Right.
Where the whole, like, militant side of it would essentially be down to, oh, yeah, Malcolm X was the more militant side of it, and yeah, look what happened to him. You can't, you know, but you can't say that because Martin Luther King was doing the exact other way, and well, yeah, look what happened to him.
And what's his face? Al Sharpton?
Oh, yeah.
Right? He wouldn't be a thing.
Nope.
He still isn't a thing, but he wouldn't be as much of a thing.
It's not really curing, but imagine if you could turn Al Sharpton white.
Whatever would he do with his hair?
I don't know.
He'd part it in the middle and be done with it.
That's right. All right.
Like a Q-tip.
I think that's a show.
Yeah, I think so too.
Thanks everybody for listening. Happy birthday, Breeda.
And thanks for everyone for calling.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
I can get it this time. Again.
Lots of good calls.
Yeah, Jay wants the cougar sound. Oh. How can we deny him?
Okay.
Not again.
How can we deny those eyes?
One more time.
Oh, Breeda.
Alan, can you email that to me? I wanted to make it my ringtone for Breeda.
Damn it.
I'll put the link.
No. In
no.
The chat. Oh my god.
Yay!
There you go. Have fun.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
It was a good birthday.
It was.
For a Thursday birthday. It was,
and you didn't have to shoot your mom.
I didn't. And actually.
Any day you don't have to shoot your mom is a good day.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just a general rule of thumb.
I love you, Mom. Thank you for giving birth to me.
Yay. Well, we're darn glad she did.
Yeah. She was a good mom, too.
So.
Actually, I thanked her today. I said, thanks for not strangling me when I was young.
It's always a plus.
I was sometimes a little bit of a handful.
Don't worry, the time travel
smothered me in my crib. I said that to my mother more than once.
Yeah, I mean, just to put a macabre spin on it, you know, throughout history, you know, the high infant mortality rate. Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah. Was it really that high?
I don't know. The baby just died.
I don't know. My guess with our trials and tribulations with breastfeeding doesn't make me wonder at all.
Weird. No matter how hard you try, you can't breastfeed.
That is not true. I have a baby.
Your milk came in.
Oh,
hey,
man,
if anybody would do it, Weird would.
He'd figure out a way.
If he could.
No, it's possible. It can be done. You give the exact same hormonal cocktail to a man, and he will lactate. We got all the same hardware. We just don't have the innervation.
I have no words for that.
I don't either.
That's because it's science.
I am speechless. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Good night, everybody.
Go have a good weekend.
Good night.
We'll see you next week.
Good night.
Bye.